This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
The Flight of the Yellow Crane is the debut novel by Debbie Mankiewicz. Set in China, Azerbaijan and Iran, it is an exciting spy thriller where the characters yearn for freedom. The story takes place against the backdrop of the COVID pandemic. Why? I'm delighted to have as my guest author Debbie Mankiewicz to tell me more. Debbie, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Morning. Hi. Thanks for having me, Cherise.
Debbie, firstly, congratulations on your new book. It's so exciting and it really is a good read.
Thank you very much. Did you manage to read it?
I read it. It was the pages turned itself.
That's amazing. Wow, I am impressed. Well, if I can start how the book started, it was quite an interesting experience. So COVID for all of us was a very, very big challenge. It was, but we were living in Western countries where we could kind of monitor things more easily and understand that this had to happen or not happen, or at least resist or reject or whatever. We could bring ourselves into this, our individual feelings about what COVID meant for each one of us. Some of us took it more seriously than others. And I happened to have come across a story about a family, a mixed family, a Western man married to a Chinese woman who were living in China at the time in Wuhan, and what they were actually going through on a personal level. And this sparked my interest. And of course, the fact at the time, you know, many Chinese people individually were blamed for this, you know, this epidemic, this pandemic, really, from the Wuhan meat market. And I think it caused a lot of anger and pain for a lot of people. And just, you know, reading the story of this family with little children who were trying to survive in this very small area with the huge restrictions that were placed, you know, on Chinese people, one realized that you have to have a lot of resilience as people to endure not only the suffering of a pandemic, but also to adapt and to find meaning in the suffering. And that's how my character started to develop in the book, that human resilience is quite remarkable, that regardless of your situation, you find ways to adapt. Of course, not always. And there are, you know, various characters in the book that go through very difficult things. And because the book as the basis Iran and China as well, which are autocratic regimes, there was conflicting ideology, there was a search for religion, there was a search for solace, and also many people in, you know, some of the characters that were involved in trauma had to find ways to heal and to take themselves through this process as well. I would say the book really touches on human resilience, the complexity of healing when you go through a terrible trauma, also the cultural universality of, you know, the different characters from different cultural and historical contexts. And even though individual experiences differ, there's always a challenge for each human being, challenges of loss, morality, and the search for meaning is universal. So that's really what I wanted to say.
So that's the backup in terms of COVID. In terms of a spy thriller, what took you to a spy thriller?
Well, you know, to just talk about culture and people's differing needs and their search for meaning, and you know, I think would have been a bit of an overbearing type of book. I didn't want to create a book like that. I wanted to bring some spice into it, and hence I managed to, you know, explore this character Mojtaba, who was an Iranian cleric, who was, you know, by all in, you know, I kind of call him nerdy because he had this, for me, this nerdy energy, and they was kind of drafted into the idea of going to deliver money for some files. I never quite finished the story of the files, but we can sort of leave it to the imagination that they might have been biochemical weapons, you know. So, you know, I don't want to reveal the whole story, but in doing so, you know, things happened to him along the way, and it became quite interesting to explore the different energies from the different places. And I did this through vlogs because, of course, I've never been to visit any of these places. And so that was quite an undertaking in terms of the research, you know, the food, the dress, you know, and I try to bring in sort of the cultural aspect of food and dress as well. But not just that, how, you know, try to understand people's mentality and how they feel and you know, and their little life story, and not little big for them, but their life story. And of course, why they, you know, and why they might be motivated to do a sort of like spy for their country, or at least do something that requires a lot of courage. So even though one might not agree with whatever they were doing, it still took courage, and I recognized that courage in each of the characters. Try to find it.
And I have to compliment you on creating your characters that are so true to life. And reading the book, you do get a sense of Wuhan, and you do get a sense of life in Iran and the village area as opposed to urban areas, and the fear that people live. How much did your characters pop into your head, or did you think about them?
It was quite an experience, because I had to search for names, and sometimes my names overlapped, as my fabulous editor pointed out to me, you know, Richard from Beyond the Veil Publishing. He said, you know, we did about 9 edits, to be frank.
That's not bad. That's very good.
And a lot was because I couldn't quite separate myself from the names I'd given these people and these characters. And so it was finding names that were very difficult, and understanding how, for example, a the Chinese name their children first with a surname and then their given name. And that was fascinating. And, you know, all these little things that you can't overlook, and you have to really, really work on finding, you know, pick, you know, sort of a life story for each of these people. And to be, you know, although the book took 4 years to write, it really didn't take 4 years. You know, I was interrupted with life, but it took a long time to find authenticity, I have to say. It wasn't a simple exercise.
No, and usually when instructed by, authors write about their own experience. And I imagine that kind of your life is very different to the lives of your characters. To what extent are you putting yourself in there?
I think if I had to really look about, you know, sort of, I spent some time in Israel recently, and especially over the war, and I think the complexity of healing from trauma was a big thing for me, because I think we all, having been through this war, to some extent suffered from levels of PTSD. And then you place your character into a situation of they've going through a trauma, and they definitely have suffered PTSD, and some of the traumas are very severe. And it requires time and understanding. So for me, it was very universal. The stories of these people. I think even if we're born in a different country and in a very different culture, we're always hopeful. I think as humans, there's always this hopeful aspect that we can have the better life. We can hope for better things. You know, one of the characters, Zhang Bei, in one of the Chinese characters, he was a farmer, and suddenly this new law came in where China chose to industrialize its economy, and the farmers were totally forgotten, and he turns to crime in order to survive. And you can't easily judge that, and we have so many areas where we can take that kind of idea from, because of what we're all exposed to in life.
Debbie,
you
have very kindly offered to give away one of your books to the person who responds best to this question. And your question is, if the world faced another pandemic, How would you handle it differently the second time round? Would you approach it with better preparation, focus on mental health, or find ways to stay more connected to loved ones? So you can share your thoughts and win a copy of Flight of the Yellow Crane by Debbie Mankiewicz, a deeply moving story about strength, hope, finding freedom, and redemption by Sugar Monkey Media Marketing. What should they do with their responses, Debbie, should they want to win this book?
I would suggest that they email me. I think I've given you my email address.
So Charisse, that's Debs Mankiewicz. Can I read it out? Yes, Debs
Mankiewicz. With pleasure.
DebsMank@gmail.com. Email Debbie and you will make that decision.
I'll make the decision. And just while I'd like to mention, Richard Edwards from Beyond the Veil Publishing is also running in tandem another competition, and that can be found on Facebook. He's been an incredible editor and publisher. So just so everyone,
great.
A shout out to Richard.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was Debbie Mankiewicz, author of Flight of the Yellow Crane, joining me. Debbie, well done on your book.